Hi, everyone. It's Mary DeMuth with Pray Every Day. I am so grateful you're here today, where I'm going to pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're going through the book of James right now, and this next verse is super convicting to me. So maybe it won't be for you, but it is for me. We are in chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. And this is in the NET Bible, the New English Translation, and it says this: "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, because you know that we will be judged more strictly. For we all stumble in many ways. If someone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect individual, able to control the entire body as well. And if we put bits into the mouths of horses to get them to obey us, then we guide their entire bodies. Look at ships, too. Though they are so large and driven by harsh winds, they are steered by a tiny rudder whenever the pilot's inclination directs. So too, the tongue is a small part of the body, yet it has great pretensions. Think how small a flame sets a huge forest ablaze. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue represents the world of wrongdoing among the parts of our bodies. It pollutes the entire body and sets fire to the course of human existence, and is set on fire by hell." Wow. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, your word says that if we could just tame our tongue, we would be perfect. And so many of us have a hard time with that. And even tonight, as I sat around a table with some friends, I let out a piece of gossip, and I feel so terrible about it right now. My husband kind of put his hand on my arm and said, "We don't need to share that." And I feel terrible. So Lord, right now in this little moment, in this fellowship I have with people all over the world, I just want to confess that to you and ask for your forgiveness. I do not want to be someone who spreads stories about people, and that was wrong. Please forgive me, Lord. And Lord, I pray for all of us who struggle with our tongues. It is a mighty little fire, a tiny little flame that sets a forest on fire. And you know, we're in that time of year where forest fires are a big, huge deal, and a small little fire can ignite something that ruins hundreds and hundreds of lives and thousands of acres of property. And so that's a really good metaphor for us. We must be super careful with our tongues. Lord, teach us to use our tongues and the words that we say to bring encouragement this week and not discouragement, to bring hope and not gossip, to bring light and not darkness, to build up those who are hurting instead of tearing them down, to pray for our enemies instead of complain about them. Lord, put a guard over our tongue. And like my husband today, who put his hand on my shoulder and said, "Maybe we shouldn't talk about that." Lord, would you put that in us? Would your Holy Spirit stop us when we're just about to say something we regret? Lord, your word says that not many of us should become teachers because we will be judged more strictly. And Lord, I know many of us listening today are teachers in different ways or another. We may teach kids. We may be teaching, like in our case, my husband and I teach a life group, and some people teach entire churches, or maybe online you're teaching a Bible study. No matter what that may be, we have to understand that our words matter, and our theology matters, and what we share matters, and how we must be so cautious in the way we handle your word, Lord. So help us to be humble in the way we approach your word. Help us to realize that this is a weighty thing to carry, and to take it very seriously instead of being flippant about it. Lord, we want to share your word with awe and reverence. We don't want to approach it flippantly or without thinking it through. So Lord, help us to teach your word with power and by relying on the Holy Spirit and by being good with your scripture. Lord, I just need you. I need you today. It's been a long day, and I'm recording this a little bit later than I normally do. And so I'm looking back over my day, and I'm just thanking you for what you've done to carry me through. And I thank you for carrying through my friend who's listening. And I pray for the person today who's been wounded by someone else's tongue, who they maybe have heard some bad news today, or maybe some gossip has been laid their way, or maybe they just had an argument with a spouse and they're just broken by it. Lord, we can break each other with our tongues. We can hurt each other so much. And so, Lord, would you just come in today? Would you swoop in? Would you bring healing? Would you help us to receive that healing and help us to be agents of encouragement in this world desperately in need for it? I pray this in your powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I really appreciate it. It's a huge privilege for me to do this every day. And I just want to tell you that you are an amazing person. And you're probably like, well, you don't even know me, so how can you say that? But I know that you bear the image of your Creator. And because of that, you are endowed with worth and love. And oh, how He loves you. Just rest in that today.